We have mutual acquaintances, I understand. And as I refuse to believe that you're old enough to be Mr. Sherrinford Holmes, I guess that you must be young Sherlock instead.
Sherlock Scott Holmes at your service, Sherlock said, drawing himself up. He looked around. Would you care to come in, Mr.?
Mr. Amius Crowe, the man replied. Formerly of Albuquerque in the territory of New Mexico, part of the United States of America, and you're very kind. He stepped inside. But you had probably already deduced my identity. I am here at the recommendation of your brother, and he would hardly write to you without mentioning it, now would he?
I should find a maid, or... Before he could finish the sentence, Mrs. Eglantine stepped out from the shadows beside the main staircase. How long had she been standing there? Had she seen Sherlock reading the letter? Mr. Crowe? She asked. The master has been expecting you. Please, come this way.
She gestured towards the door to the study. Sherlock shivered despite himself. There was no way she could have known what was inside his letter, short of opening and then resealing it, and he refused to believe that of her. But nevertheless, he felt as if he had been caught doing something wrong.
Amius Crowe entered the hall and left his hat and walking stick on the coat rack. He walked up to Sherlock.
"We'll talk later," he said, putting a hand on Sherlock's shoulder.
Sherlock was tall for his age, but Amius Crowe towered over him, making him feel like a 10-year-old.
"Hang around, son."
He glanced around the hall.
"While you're waiting, try to work out how many of these paintings are fakes."